WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, it's cloudy and 67 degrees in Atlantic. We look for scattered showers and thunderstorms today, a high of 78. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. We picked up just under an inch of rainfall here in Atlantic over the past 24 hours, most of that falling since midnight at 96 one-hundredths. Elsewhere, Audubon reports 2 inches of rainfall. In Irwin, 1.77, just a little over an inch, about a mile south of Avoca, and 0.2 of an inch at Oakland. In the news this morning, President Obama has approved a federal disaster declaration for 22 counties impacted by severe weather in June and July. Radio Iowa's Dar Danielson reports.
The governor sent a request for the declaration on June 29th for damage caused by severe weather that produced damaging winds, tornadoes, heavy rains, hail, and thunderstorms from June 26th through July 7th. The declaration includes Audubon, Blackhawk, Butler, Cedar, Des Moines, Grundy, Hamilton, Hardin, Ida, Iowa, Jackson, Jasper, Johnson, Jones, Keokuk, Lee, Lynn, Mahaska, Muscatine, Poweshiek, Tama, and Washington counties. The declaration allows those counties to receive federal funding to help with the recovery. It's Iowa's third presidential disaster declaration this year. I'm Dar Danielson.
KJAN News Time is 7:08.
Who knew with the wind, the hail, and the tornadoes that the 2014 crops would look so promising? And it's important to make sure you get every bit of it you can into the bin. This is Rick at Lindeman Tractor. You can get the most out of harvest when you upgrade to a newer and bigger New Holland CR Combine from Lindeman's, and through August 31st, you can also get 30 months free financing on that machine. Currently, you'll find a good selection of late model CRs from Class 6s to Class 9s. And
when you buy a used New Holland CR Combine from Lindeman Tractor, you get more than just a used combine.
You get a combine that is totally cleaned and detailed, inside and out.
And it's not just clean. Our service team will have checked out everything, adjusting and fixing anything that could cause a problem when it goes to the field.
Then when it's time to run, we'll come out and get you started, making sure you understand everything about your machine and that you're completely satisfied.
When you buy from Lindeman Tractor, you're buying from a family-owned dealership. And when our name is on it, we stand behind it.
Call us today, Lindeman Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Atlantic.
Well, the Board of Supervisors in Adair County are set to meet this morning in Greenfield, and on their agenda is discussion facilitated by County Treasurer Brenda Wallace with regard to tax abatement requests and resolutions. Judy Schwartz will provide the board with a case management update, and VA Director Rick Shaker will provide his annual report. In other business, the board will receive an act on agreements with various contractors and County Engineer Nick Kaufman for numerous county road projects, most of which are culvert-related. The Adair County Board of Supervisors meeting begins in the boardroom at the courthouse at 9 a.m. Well, 15 public libraries and museums in Iowa, including those in Griswold and Lewis, are splitting a $500,000 grant. Using the money to provide programs for kids that organizers hope will spur interest in high-skilled manufacturing jobs. Iowa companies are working together with community colleges on the project. Project manager Robin Ormsby says she hopes to expose children to the benefits of careers based in science, technology, engineering, and mathematics.
The wages are fantastic. I mean, a lot of times kids coming out of school with a 1 or 2 year certificate degree are making $40,000, $50,000, $60,000, and they're just going up from there.
The programs at the libraries and museums will include Lego, building, gaming, and robotics. Most programs will begin toward the end of August and continue for at least a year. Ormsby believes exposing kids to career options early can make an impact.
When they're thinking of what they want to be when they grow up, they're thinking of what's in their inner circle. You know, they know what their mom and dad does. They know what their teacher does, obviously, maybe what their doctor and dentist does. But beyond that, they're not exposed to a lot of other careers at those early ages.
More than 6,000 manufacturing jobs in Iowa are unfilled, according to Ormsby, and most of the jobs don't require a four-year degree. A grant for a Lego club collaboration between Griswold and Lewis Public Libraries is for boys and girls ages 9 to 14. The Cass County Sheriff's Office reports 3 recent arrests. On Monday, 27-year-old Aaron Lee Inken of Atlantic was arrested on a Department of Corrections warrant for a parole violation. Inken was also charged with possession of methamphetamine, third or subsequent offense. He was taken to the Cass County Jail and remained held without bond. That same day, 51-year-old Wayne Richard Bondi of King City, Missouri was arrested on a charge of OWI second offense. Bondi was taken to the Cass County Jail and remains on $2,000 bond along with a detainer for Decatur County. And on July the 28th, deputies in Cass County arrested 26-year-old Justin Iglesias Cruz of Bellevue, Nebraska on district court warrant for probation violation. Cruz was taken to the Cass County Jail, where he was being held on a $10,000 bond. I'll have a check of the funeral announcements coming up next.
Who knew with the wind, the hail, and the tornadoes that the 2014 crops would look so promising? And it's important to make sure you get every bit of it you can into the bin. This is Rick at Lindeman Tractor. You can get the most out of harvest when you upgrade to a newer and bigger New Holland CR combine from Lindeman's. And through August 31st, you can also get 30 months free financing on that machine. Currently, you'll find a good selection of late model CRs from Class 6s to Class 9s. And
when you buy a used New Holland CR combine from Lindeman Tractor, you get more than just a used combine.
You get a combine that is totally cleaned and detailed, inside and out.
And it's not just clean. Our service team will have checked out everything, adjusting and fixing anything that could cause a problem when it goes to the field.
Then when it's time to run, we'll come out and get you started, making sure you understand everything about your machine and that you're completely satisfied.
When you buy from Lindeman Tractor, you're buying from a family-owned dealership. And when our name is on it, we stand behind it.
Call us today, Lindeman Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Atlantic.
In our funeral announcements, Matthew Samuel Woodrowicks, age 26, of Avoca, died Friday at the University of Nebraska Medical Center. Funeral services for Matthew Woodrowicks will be today at 11 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Jackson Lee Pilgrim, age 2, of Greenfield, the son of Jonathan and Cassandra Pilgrim, died Sunday at Children's Hospital in Omaha. Funeral services for Jackson Pilgrim will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Griswold Community Building. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. William Nichols, age 27, of the Sacramento, California area and formerly of Lewis, passed away August 2nd during a single vehicle accident. Celebration of life services for William Nichols will be held Friday at 10:30 at the Atlantic Evangelical Free Church. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Randall Lamb, age 59, of Des Moines and formerly of Redfield, died Friday in Des Moines. A memorial service for Randall Lamb will be on Friday at 11 a.m. at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Dexter. Nancy Balch, age 63, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Nancy Balch will be on Friday at 1 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Norma Cousins, age 87, of Griswold, died Monday at CCMH. Funeral services for Norma Cousins will be Friday at 2 o'clock at the Central Church of Christ in Griswold. The Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Sherry Sue Winther Denny, age 55, of Anita, died Thursday. Memorial services for Sherry Denny will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Anita. Wayne Colvin, age 79, of Oakland, died Tuesday at Mercy Hospital in Council Bluffs. Services for Wayne Colvin are pending at the Recon Veith Funeral Home in Oakland. And Edwin Albert Michaels, age 87, of Erling, died Monday at Little Flower Haven Nursing Home. Services for Edwin Michaels are pending at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. The news was brought to you by Lindeman Tractor. Lindeman Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.